Hey, welcome. This is Master Yourself by Robbie Cornelius, the Robbie Cornelius Podcast. And this podcast is all about helping entrepreneurs master their minds and make money online. But it's all about going to the next level. And today I'm joined by one of the most amazing individuals I've ever come across on the face of this planet. One of the most genuine, one of the most hardworking, one of the most mind expansive individuals that I've come across, and just an overall good person. He is the, I would consider him a friend, and he is the founder and CEO of Duty Free Lawns in Burleson, Texas. Okay, helping you get that dog poop out of your lawn, because you know what? Nobody likes stepping in poop. Without any further ado, Mike, welcome to the podcast. Mike Beardsley, everybody.
Thank you so very much. That's a huge compliment to be listed in your group of friends. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Very, very close. I'm a very private person. I'm to myself a lot, and definitely consider you to be a very close friend of mine. And you know, just growing to coming to know you over the years, it's just been easy to naturally consider you that close in my life, but. Let's talk about you. You know, you got Duty Free Lawns right here, Duty Free Lawns. Yep. Let's talk about what got you into being an entrepreneur. Like, when did that happen for you?
In about 2006, okay. I had been working for different people, and it was right before the kind of the economic troubles that happened in 2007. I kept getting laid off, and or I would look for opportunities, and then they would just, all of a sudden, they would just be gone. And I did not like not having control of my life. And I was looking for something I could do that I could control. And I like the idea of owning a business that is a service industry with lots of people sending me checks every month. So that way, if I get fired, I still have more checks coming in. And that's not my entire my entire income source. I realized as I've been in this business for a long time that we're all self-employed. Even if you have a job, it's just your customer is your place that you're going and working. And if they're done with you, they know you're no longer employed and you need to go find another customer, another job to write you a check.
Correct.
I like the, I believe someone who's a genius in this industry talks about subscriptions, and you are the master of getting subscriptions. And that's what poop scooping is. It's a subscription service to have someone take care of the poop. You don't have to argue with your kids. It's cheaper than marriage counseling. You don't have to have any of those problems. And for a very reasonable rate, we come out, take care of it, and everyone can enjoy the backyard again.
And that's absolutely phenomenal. And you're right. It is one of those things where, you know, you don't really think about it until you're knee deep in it, or should I say shoe deep in it. Right. Yes. And so, you know, I pride myself on being a very creative person, but I never would have thought about starting a poop scooping company. Never knew such a thing existed. And when I came across you, not only did I find out that it exists, but I also found out that you can be very successful in this industry.
Yes.
Now, a lot of entrepreneurs like yourself, like myself, we've been through a tremendous amount of ups and downs in business. Let's talk about some of the times that you've had to find the strength inside yourself in order to keep going. And let's talk about some of the mental, spiritual, and emotional tactics or practices that you've had to embody in order to keep going when times got tough for you.
Yeah, probably about 5 years ago, was probably the darkest my life got. I really lost the vision of my company. I lost the vision of myself. And the mental picture came to the fact that I had to start visualizing a future. I had to create my own future and stop waiting for people to come rescue me. as an entrepreneur, you're 100% responsible for your failures and 100% responsible for your successes.
Correct. And
it took me a long time to remember that I'm in control of my future and that I can go out and create a buzz and let people be aware that there's some crazy guy driving around picking up poop for people. And if you don't let people know through cloning yourself on the internet and making content all the time, you can't ever get customers. And for a long time, I was kind of embarrassed of being a pooper scooper. And now I'm embracing the fact that I make a living picking up after people. I'm my greatest competition are the kids that live in the house, because that's usually a chore. But a lot of times those kids argue or they do a very poor job. And for me, it mentally changing the fact that I'm actually providing a service for people and I'm helping them really gave me the energy to get back into growing my business again and getting it to the new heights I've never been at before. Because it is definitely a mental shift of looking at it. Oh, I'm just some pooper scooper versus no, I'm helping families. I'm helping them have more time with each other. I'm giving them the access to go to do soccer practice, ballet practice, and they don't have to worry about coming home and doing anything that would require them to lose focus on what's really important.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. So I like that you said, "Hey, my biggest competition is the kids because it's usually a chore."
Yes,
I love that. I love that. I love that. And so when you first started, when you thought about, so you said back in 2007. So 2007, you know, you started to understand that, you know, if you got fired from. First of all, that even if you are an employee, you're technically a business owner. You're just thinking like you're not one, because the only difference is with the as an employee, you only have one customer, which is that job that you're dealing with, versus an employee has multiple customers.
Correct.
And so you talked about, you know, overcoming that mental shift of just looking at yourself, like basically degrading yourself, like looking at yourself like you were beneath people because you were scooping poop for a living. But I look at it differently. I look at you're providing a service for a living. And I think providing a service is one of the most spiritually mature things that any person can do. That's why I love capitalism, because at the end of the day, capitalism is like a very spiritual thing, because if you're doing it right, especially as a individual capitalist, if you're doing it right, then all you're thinking about is adding value to somebody else's life. You're not really thinking about the dollar like that.
No, and it's the beautiful part is that it's also, it doesn't matter who you are, where you came from. If you're providing a valued service at a competitive price, it doesn't matter who I give my money to. I don't care who made the bags that I use. I don't care about anything. It's all part of the capitalist market, is that Correct. We're all helping each other.
Yep.
The money flows and just getting in the stream of the audiences and letting people know we exist. And helping people and helping families. And you know, I've been in yards where they haven't poop scooped in over 2 years. And I give them the freedom to go back into their backyards again. Their grandkids get to go and play in the backyard because, you know, grandma not doing too well. She had a knee surgery or whatever, and nobody could help her or what was willing to help her. And you know, I went out there, we took care of it and gave her back her backyard. She didn't have to have her dogs. I have people that come in that have heart issues and their recovery, they're not allowed to be around their dog feces and dog waste. So they can't even, they're like, you need to get someone to dog sit. And as a pooper scooper, I can go in there and let them have that companionship, have that connection with someone that's going to love them unconditionally and then take care of the problem. The doctors don't want them around. And so it's learning, reframing, rephrasing and rethinking the fact that I am a valued person and I can tell poop jokes and I can tell poop puns, but at the end of the day, I'm helping families, and yes. I want to help more and more families with this issue.
Or with this tissue.
Yes. We'll wipe the backyard.
That's phenomenal. I love that. I love that. I'm always a big fan of odd businesses. Like businesses that most people wouldn't think about are the businesses that I love, especially the physical type of businesses that I love, because, you know, everybody wants to do the glamorous thing. But I always said that money is in the dirty thing. Money is in the thing that you don't think is cool or glamorous. Money is often found in the businesses that are perceived to be boring. You know, boring money is some of the most amazing money because it's a tried and true system behind it. And it has a model that's been duplicated over and over again. So I love that. I love that you chose to do something that most people wasn't thinking about.
Well, it's the good and bad thing about being a pooper scooper. It's low overhead. It, you know, I started my entire company with maybe $150. That was to get the domain, to get the website up and running, the DBA, my bucket, my rake, and some trash bags.
Wow. And
the vehicle was already had a vehicle, so I was just using the vehicle I had at the time.
How did you get your first client?
I was working at a company named GL Hunt, and one of the sales guys was like, yeah, I'm thinking about starting this side hustle of picking up poop. He goes, I got poop I don't want to pick up. How much should I pay you? I was like, $25 a month. Totally devalued myself, not knowing what I know now. And he's like, here's a check. And that was my first client. And my second client was, I actually, when I got into this business, I actually got attacked. Before I started this business, I got attacked by a boxer and got 7 stitches in my shins and became terrified of dogs in general. Wow,
so he actually bit you?
Yeah, yeah.
Dang.
And so I reached out to a group called Legacy Boxer Rescue. And basically, they're foster families that take care of dogs till they get placed.
Yeah.
And I had a lady out in the middle of nowhere. She had 16 boxers and 2 Frenchies, was my second client. And she had an acre of land with these dogs just were free range in and out. So the first time I visited, my butt was up against that fence just trying to. The dogs were just running around trying to play with me and have a good time. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. but that was a really good experience because with having 16 dogs, you realize that dog poop is not the same. You get liquidy stuff and goopy stuff and, you know, traditional poop logs that you think of.
Hard stuff.
Yeah. And so I learned on that one yard, basically, how to pick up every type of dog feces that's out there.
Wow.
I know crap now, so. but it's a fun deal. So, I've found that there's 2 things that I love in life, and that's serving people and driving.
And driving? And
so, yes, I love driving, and that's basically I'm a road warrior most of the time as I'm driving between yards. And the nice thing about poop scooping is you can walk into a yard, see it. And when you walk out, you have anywhere from 15 to 40 pounds of poop in your bucket. And so you can sit there and go, oh, it's immediate satisfaction that I did a good job. And, you know, you get accustomed to where dogs go to the bathroom. They're kind of natural. They have a corner or you just know where they're going to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So you just kind of like, oh, something's not right. So I've actually probably saved 30 or 40 dogs. Just saying, hey, there's something not right with your dog's stool. It's changed a lot.
Wow. Wow. Like, see, I would have never thought about that.
And so I'll let them know and they take it into the vet. And they're like, oh my gosh, you saved my dog. He ate a sock or he ate this or something happened. And so we're able to help families. I think there's one lady that hated my guts because she got her children a bunny rabbit. Lord Fluffy. And she paid us to come into her house, clean out the rabbit cage, and pet the rabbit because her kids that they got the rabbit for were allergic to rabbits.
Whoa.
And we saved that. We had that rabbit go to the vet 3 different times. It ended up living like 6 years. And so we were able to make sure that it was taken care of, the hygiene, the teeth were messed up. And as I think she would have been okay if the rabbit kind of deceased earlier than that. But, we're just there helping families and telling people what we notice because we see it all the time. You know, kids that go out in their backyard, they're just like, it's gross and they don't want to do it. And, you know, I had one of my friends hire me, and I cleaned out his backyard and I pulled like 3 bags of poop out of his yard. He's like, where did all that poop come from? I'm like, your backyard. He goes, my kid's poop scoop. I said, well, based on my experience, they poop scooped in the area you could see out the window. So that whole side of the house over there was full of poop, and that whole side on that side of the house was also full of poop.
Wow.
So the kids knew where you looked and didn't pick up the poop in the rest of the yard.
Holy moly. Holy crap.
Yes. And they're like, he's like, okay, thank you. And so I had him for several years till he moved. But, you know, it's just one of those things where kids are creative at not doing their chores. And I joke that I won't raid your fridge at night. You don't have to pay for my college. Just, you know, we'll come by, pick up the poop and be sneak in, sneak out. We're doing anywhere from 4 to 7 yards an hour, depending on the size of the yard.
Whoa. You say 4 to 7 yards an hour?
Yes.
Dang, that's moving.
So, yeah. So you're just moving. And, you know, I love small to medium sized yards because we can get in and get out. And we kind of patch them together so they're all close. And so you just make those routes more and more profitable for the guys and for myself.
Wow. That's sweet. That's sweet. 4 to 7 yards an hour.
Yep.
Wow. That's wonderful. So let's talk about the numbers in this game. So in this game, if somebody wanted to get into this industry, after they become established, what type of numbers are we looking at on average per year?
You can easily do my first year. I probably made maybe $30,000, just being by myself, not knowing what I was doing.
Yeah.
And then you got to double every year.
But
you add expenses. So it's like, you know, by the time you add your employees, you're making not as much money, but you have more time and more freedom.
And that's what it's about.
Yes. And so, you know, you can easily do $500,000 a year with about 300 customers, which will take you time to build up after about 4 or 5 years. There's some people that do it quicker. Some people that never get that big, but it's just what is your ambitions? There's a guy here locally that he's franchising his business.
Wow.
And so he's making, I'm sure, multiple millions of dollars doing the franchise model because he's getting.
Are you thinking about doing that same thing at some point?
No, I like my little company that I can control what I have going on. I have other passions and things that I'm going to have duty free pay for as I move forward in my life. And duty free is just a great little cash cow that just keeps plopping out money. And that as long as it's there, I'm going to pick it up and just keep moving and enjoying life and looking for the next thing to help people in different parts of their lives.
Yes. Okay. That's phenomenal, man. So let's talk about this logo. So we got the logo right here on the wall right here inside of our studio, our virtual studio. Mike, first of all, what do you think about the virtual studio?
I love it.
Thank you, man. I know we're in different places, but it kind of feels like we're in the same spot.
It does. And it feels inviting and it's bright and it feels like it's well lit. And
yeah, well lit. We can have at some point, we could do like co-hosting and we could have guests come on and things of that nature. Let's talk about this logo, man. I love that. One thing that made me really like your business model was this logo. It's bright. It's got the really happy dog on there. And then people don't know this about you, but I know this about you. You have a really good sense of humor, dude. Like the jokes that you come up with, they're like a step up. Like, I love dad jokes. Like, this is my favorite dad jokes. And you tell some of the best, I wouldn't even call them dad jokes. They're just really good jokes. And this is what this logo makes me think of. It makes me think of happiness. It makes me think of laughter. It makes me think of, you know, jokes. How did you come up with the idea for this logo?
I met with a guy named Angel, and we were talking about logos, and he came back with like a very boring, traditional, like dog head in there. And like, yeah, I was like, I want something fun. I want cartoony. And it's like, you don't know if the dog's going to the bathroom. You don't know if he's poking his head out the car. It's like, just do something fun and, you know, make it bright. Cause I want it on my truck. I want to be able to use it for my logo on my shirts and stuff that I've done for my guys.
Yeah.
And you know, that logo on my shirt is 1,000,000+ stitches. And so we get it embroidered on the shirts, and it's like, you know, it's bright, it pops. And my real name is Michael, but I go by Mike because I feel Michael's too mature for me. So it's like, just be fun. And he's like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah. And so we kind of came up with this thing. I was like, I love it. That's what I'm going for. I want a happy dog, cartoony. It feels inviting. And it's not scary at all.
And you know, something I just noticed today is the flies around the logo. I just, like, when we uploaded it, I was like, oh, look at that. It's got the flies around the logo. That's awesome.
Yeah, because it's duty. And so, because I actually, my original name was D-U-T-Y.
Ah.
And my dad was in the military. And so whenever we would go through the international airports to go to different deal, they always had the duty-free shop.
Mm.
And I'm like, aha, why would they sell poop, Dad? You know, being a little kid. And he's like, no, it's taxes. It's something different. I'm like, oh, okay. And my mother-in-law, she's like, if you're going to do it, why don't you go all the way and do D-O-O, duty-free lots? I'm like, okay, it was available and I bought it. And I've been duty free since like November of 2007.
So you're constipated?
Always.
You say you're duty free.
Duty free.
Man, yeah, I love the logo. It's bright. You know, it captures your attention. And I also saw, I think it was a few weeks ago, I saw that, I don't know how long it's been. I know you were telling me that you were going to wrap one of your vehicles. And I see that you've gotten your vehicle wrapped. How has that brought attention to your business?
The worst part is driving by during the school years when I drive by the buses, and every one of those little kids on that bus has a cell phone, and my phone blows up. And I have my phone turned off at about 11 o'clock at night. You can't call me because I get I pooped in my living room calls. From the sleepovers, but it's drawn attention. It's it has the logo on it. It has my I bought the rights for a phone number called 1-800-DOG-POOP, and so anything in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, I get those phone calls go right to my cell phone.
Awesome.
And so it is definitely bringing more attention, and people know who I am. I always expect the person to call me and say, "You're a crappy driver." I'm like, well, I appreciate that. You know, there's so many puns and jokes about my phone number. And it's like, it's a neat opportunity to have people, like, I see people smiling. I see the people when they have their, like, they're trying to drive and they're doing their cell phone, trying to take a picture of the back of my truck. And
I love that, because that's marketing, man. Like, you're drawing attention to yourself and to your company. And I always love that, because attention, even when it's not good on the surface, a lot of times if you're a master at marketing, you can reverse engineer and make that bad attention good attention. I love that logo, man.
And I even put a QR code on my truck this time. Good. So that way when they're driving, they can take a picture of it and it goes right to the form that they can fill out to get registered.
That's phenomenal. I love that. This is really, really good. So what's your plans of the future with Duty Free Lawns? What do you see next for yourself?
Well, I'm a owner operator with two employees, and I want to become a full-time owner.
Okay.
So I'm growing my business. I probably want another 50 to 60 clients that I can add a third person and just continue to put out TikToks, put out Facebook Reels, learning the Instagram world, and just trying to be, as a guy I know named Robbie Cornelius says, that you need to clone yourself by making content.
Clone yourself all day, every day.
Yep. So I'm trying to get my content to 2 to 3 videos a day and just put them on different platforms. And I actually had, I just went blank. Brian Galski just reached out to me. He texted me because he saw one of my reels on Facebook and said, I loved all the poop puns.
That's awesome.
And he's on the other, he's in Dallas.
Shouts out to Brian. Brian yes. Subtle Skills. Great guy. Yeah.
Very amazing. I love him. He is another genuine person that I love to talk with. And
he is very just genuine.
Wealth of knowledge of like, I now look at eyebrows and eye lines and ears and looking to see what I can pick up about myself and other people.
Yes. Yes. So with Duty Free, you want to eventually just, you want to, you know, expand your role in the company by taking on more customers and bringing on a third person.
Yes.
Okay. That's phenomenal. So what are your ambitions as far as, we don't have to get specific about the numbers, but your ambitions with the company financially, where do you want to take that?
I want to get to $500,000 a year.
Okay.
And then just continue to keep giving Uncle Sam more and more taxes. Cause you know, if you're not making money, you don't have to, if you want to limit your tax liabilities, a lot of people lower their income and I want to just pay the taxes and keep growing and becoming more and more successful.
That's awesome.
I want to be the guy known for poop scooping in Burleson, Texas and Fort Worth, Texas. And just, you know, kind of the joke is I want to be the guy on the top of the hill because poop always rolls downhill.
It definitely does, man. So I really appreciate you for stopping by, man. Thank you. Any tips for entrepreneurs out there that want to, let's just say there's a kid at home right now. He or she is 18 years old. They're thinking about starting a business, or maybe somebody's stuck in a corporate job right now. They're thinking about starting a business. Do you have any words of advice for them?
The best advice I can have is get started.
Mm.
I know that it's very easy to get stuck in the You get stuck in thinking about if I do this with this and this and this, but you never take that first step.
Ooh, yeah.
Take the first step and, there's a great book, which I just happened to hear, U Squared, and it talks about a rocket ship fails to the moon. And so your goals are the moon, and just keep moving forward and making small corrections. We win or we learn. It's not win-lose as an entrepreneur. It's win or we learn.
Wow. So I love that.
Just keep growing. Don't give up. And there are going to be unexpected things that you don't know are going to ever happen. And there's also going to be blessings and opportunities that would have never happened if you never took this step out into the world of an entrepreneur.
You're right. You never know until you get out there and try. You know, you never know until you take that first leap of faith.
Yes.
Mike, thank you so much. If anybody is in Burleson, Texas, and you want to make your home duty free, if you want your lawn to be duty free, if you want to feel free to go outside and not have to worry about stepping in crap, then you know who to contact. It's Duty Free Lawns at dutyfreelawns.com. Or if you are in Burleson, Texas, you can call 1-800-DOG-POOP.
That's it.
1-800-DOG-POOP.
You deserve a duty-free lawn.
There you go. All right, guys. Like, comment, subscribe to the channel. Share this with any inspiring entrepreneur that is looking to start their business. Sometimes we just need a little bit of courage. sometimes we just need a little bit of motivation. We need to hear somebody else's story. Mike just shared his story. And Mike, if they want to contact you, where are you on social media? How can they find you?
I am on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. Or you can just call me in the Dallas-Fort Worth area at 1-800-DOG-POOP. I will answer. My cell phone number is 817-269-9637. If you don't mind dogs barking in the background, you can call me anytime.
That's phenomenal. Phenomenal. Thank you, Mike. I really appreciate your time, man.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon.